From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Pope Francis has urged Kenya's leaders Wednesday to work with transparency to ensure fair distribution of national resources as criticism grows over runaway graft in the East African country. He said, "I encourage you to work with integrity and transparency for the common good and to foster a spirit of solidarity at every level of society." The Pope made the comments after arriving in the capital of Nairobi at the start of a three-nation tour. His schedule in Nairobi includes meetings with President Uhuru Kenyatta and his group of diplomats at the State House. Correspondent Jill Craig is in the Kenyan capital and says security for the Pope's visit is high.
The reports that we got from the Kenyan police chief was 10,000 additional police had been brought in for this event. And you can notice that you see it as well around. I mean, normally at a traffic roundabout, you'd have probably four policemen, sort of directing traffic. And now you've got double that, plus more police along the route. And then also many of the streets are closed down entirely based on wherever the Pope is going. So I would say that that the Kenyan security forces say that they've got things under control.
Again, that is correspondent Jill Craig. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's bombing of a bus carrying members of Tunisia's elite presidential guard that killed at least 12 people. In a statement posted on social media Wednesday, the Islamic State said a militant carried out the attack, infiltrating the bus and killing almost 20 apostates. The bus was traveling in the center of the Tunisian capital of Tunis. You can read more at voanews.com. This is VOA.